Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Well, we're very lucky. It's not normal this early in the show that we get to anger Chelsea by talking about one of her least favorite teams. Oh, yeah. We got to talk about the Indianapolis Colts, the arch rival of the Tennessee Titans. But the Colts, a fascinating case this year, having a great season despite that loss to the Steelers. So to talk about it, we bring in Kevin Bowen from the Fan Morning Show on 107.5 in Indianapolis. Kevin, good morning to you. And we were talking about narratives in the previous segment. And so when you see, for example, a bad outing from Daniel Jones, do you say, oh my God, here we go again, this is the old Daniel Jones? Or do you say, he's had a great season, it's one bad game? That's what happens in the NFL.
Yeah, I think when you're 9 weeks into it and you start 7-1 to the levels that Daniel Jones played, I think you've earned a little bit benefit of the doubt. And yeah, you know, for those that watch all 60 minutes of that on Sunday, I think the root of it was the offensive line. By no means I think Daniel Jones played well, but I think so much of it was just kind of started up front and some breakdowns, particularly in pass protection, inability to get Jonathan Taylor going. But, yeah, again, I think obviously the back of his baseball card would indicate there's a little bit more to, Roller Coaster Nation. But here in 2025 with the Colts, I think he's earned the benefit of the doubt that one game doesn't define him.
I think the big question that a lot of us have is that, can we trust the Colts in the postseason? Because I think we've seen this before where there's been a team that's good in the regular season, but then things start to crumble in the postseason. I do think you have to earn your stripes when it comes to postseason experience. But still, all of the numbers for this Colts team, like whether it's the defense, it's the offense scoring over 30 points a game, the numbers fly off the page. But can we trust them in the postseason?
Yeah, I think that's a very fair question, certainly one that I have. And, you know, typically in the NFL world, there's a little bit of a kind of stepping ladder to playoff success. I think back to Andrew Luck, and, you know, they made it his rookie year. The next year they won one game. The next year they won two games. You know, it took Peyton Manning 6 years to win a playoff game. You know, those sorts of, you know, quarterbacks, you maybe wouldn't think of it in that light there. And obviously when you look at the AFC as a whole, you know, weirdly right now, it's like the wild card has got all the proven quarterbacks, you know, with where Allen is. And, you know, even Justin Herbert has some playoff experience. Patrick Mahomes is just a team out from, you know, being in the postseason as well. So, yeah, I think that's a January bridge that, you know, the Colts will likely have to cross. And there are some playoff guys on their roster. But, you know, for the most part, it is a team and a head coach that hasn't experienced a lot of that with this iteration. You know, Shane Steichen obviously experienced it in Philly, and you know, Daniel Jones has won a road playoff game, but still, I think doing it in the AFC, over the course of 4 months, I think is a different animal.
Kevin, how much credit do you give to Shane Steichen for the job he's done? Because it feels like he has pulled this team together and really not just surprised all of us, but has them playing pretty solid complementary football this year.
Yeah, it's on. I mean, I think you have to start with the offense. I mean, as you guys mentioned, the numbers are rather historic and what they've done. Just tremendous balance all season long. Yes, they've invested a lot into that side of the ball, but still, to be putting up the consistent numbers of at least 20 points in all nine games, you know, really stuff we never saw Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning do, let alone other teams around the NFL. That's pretty eye-popping, to say the least. And then they did make a move defensively. It hasn't been perfect by any means this season on that side of the ball, but you know, he did part ways with Gus Bradley, one of his, you know, I think, closer friends in the coaching business, and they made a pretty big systematic change defensively with Lou Anarumo coming over. And again, it hasn't been smooth sailing, but I think there has been improvement enough on that side of the ball to where there has been more complimentary moments. And it is the reason why the Colts are 7-2.
Have you had any interactions with Carly Ursay Gordon? She is so fascinating to me. And I know she made waves when she started, you know, going on the sidelines and wearing the headsets. But this Colts team is, you know, trucking. It's moving along. It's having a great season. How much of that do you think is on her shoulders, or do you think it's a non-story? I think she's fascinating, so I just wanted to hear your take on her.
Yeah, I would certainly agree on the fascinating part. I mean, you know, for those that haven't been maybe totally plugged into the Colts, she has been on the sidelines now for the last several seasons. You know, I would say a little bit over a decade ago, she was really full throttle and, you know, realizing at some point the torch was going to be passed, primarily, I think, from her, from Jim Ursay, her father, to her as the oldest daughter. There are three of them, but I think she's, you know, the most heavily involved from a day-to-day operational standpoint. And I think it first kind of became on the business side of the operation, and then, you know, slowly, I think more of that football background and just really trying to be as big of a sponge as she can has been there. And she shows up in, you know, meetings. She's at every practice seemingly that we're at. I mean, I don't recall many times seeing owners across really a ton of professional sports be as present as she is. You know, players have talked about even going back to the COVID year, like they would, you know, pop on a, you know, positional Zoom meeting, and all of a sudden they look at the attendees and there's your owner as one of them in there. So I thought her explanation too, you know, talking about wearing the headset on the sidelines was, you know, pretty accurate. When you think about it, you know, when are these coaches the rawest? It's probably game day. It's probably within that 60-minute, you know, battle, if you will. So, you know, getting the chance to hear the raw emotions on the headset, it might help you better identify, wow, you know, insert coach here has...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Really made some strong recommendations now several weeks in a row, and it's worked, or vice versa. And, you know, Carly pointed out, when I'm handing millions of dollars out to these coaches, I probably want as much background information as possible. So, again, she's been very, very homework-based and trying to learn more and more, and unfortunately her father passed this year, and it probably sped up that process a little bit more. But, yeah, she has been front and center now for several years, and I think now the whole NFL world is kind of getting to see it a little bit more.
Kevin, before we let you go, what is your take on the Indiana Hoosiers? How good is this football team? Because I think we've all come around to saying, all right, this is a nice story, too. This team can win a national title.
Yeah, yeah. You would have told me 24 months ago I'd be going on a radio station at 6:47 in the morning and they'd be asking me about IU football and using the phrase national championship. I would have said that's one of the funnier statements that I've ever heard. I went to IU, full transparency, in my 4 years there, they won 3 Big Ten games. This year they've won 3 Big Ten games by at least 45 points. So it's amazing. I tweeted out after the Oregon game, I don't think it's hyperbole at all. I think the Kurt Cignetti coaching job is one of the greatest jobs in sports, period. Mm-hmm. College, pro, I don't care the sport. I mean, IU football was the joke, the butt of all jokes. And he has come in there, and maybe he came in there at the right time, you know, from a portal standpoint and a little bit of NIL backing because they have a huge alumni base. But, you know, he's doing a lot of this with his James Madison players, which is also – you know, pretty darn impressive as well. So it is absolutely amazing. And again, it's a story that I think deserves all the national attention. I think Kurt Cignetti has a bit of that bravado and personality to create some of that as well.
He is hosting the Fan Morning Show on 107.5 in Indianapolis. It's our friend Kevin Bowen. Kevin, thank you so much.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Man, how good must he be feeling right now? He's got his morning show in Indianapolis, and he's an Indiana alum, and the Colts are playing well. Woo! That's nirvana right there.
Yeah, and then they had the Pacers, what was it, last year?
Mm-hmm.
And they had the Indiana Fever, which I know Caitlin Clark got hurt, but like still, the buzz in the sports world for Indiana is huge right now. And it's wild to me that IU basketball is really not a part of that. Like, I haven't checked the preseason rankings, and maybe this year is different. It's just usually that is the staple in college basketball, and it's a basketball school, you know, when you look at Indiana. But the times, they are a-changing.
I got to get my head right. Now we got college basketball underway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it, but it just, like, hit me in the face because I was so into the World Series, you know. And, of course, the NBA is underway.
Pour one out.
I know. Pour one out. And the Jays and Dodgers. And I'm like, wait a second. And then I got an alert on my phone this morning about the Auburn basketball game last night. I'm like, wait, what is? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Duke and Texas tonight. Thank you for reminding me, Double D. Like, I'm just lost, like, trying to find my way. This sports equinox that we had a week ago. I mean, it's awesome. But man, it kind of makes my head spin because when you get so, I think we were so into like World Series, World Series, World Series. Now that I'm stepping out of that fog, I'm like, oh yeah, there's other things going on.
A little part of me dies every time I realize we don't have baseball to
play anymore. I know.
That makes me very sad. But we talked about this yesterday and the fact that I don't really want to bet on college basketball until we kind of see a little bit of a sample size. Because think about the turnover that we have, like, in college football with the portal. Now think about college basketball, who was, like, the OG of the portal.
Yeah.
Where people are transferring teams all the time. There's only five guys on the court. And half the time, these coaches don't even know the rotations until January. So it's one of those sports where I am going to wait on the sidelines and watch a few games before I start venturing into putting my money on it.
I'm very excited about the time when I'll say, Chelsea, who do you like tonight? And you say, well, I'm looking at Belmont. Those are my favorite days.
You know it. It's coming.
It's coming. It's just a matter of time. And I was looking at NBA plays yesterday. I'm like, oh, my God, where am I? What's going on? Early season NBA, I feel like, is really tough. Like, early season NBA is tough. And I mean, so is college, but especially NBA. I don't know why. I feel like NBA is the toughest of all. At least for me personally, of all the sports to bet on, I feel like NBA is the one where I'm like, oh man, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, because it's the first month of the season.
Yeah.
And this injury list for the entire NBA.
It's wild.
It's like a who's who. It's like, oh, Luka Doncic, questionable. Oh, Trae Young, he's out for 11 weeks. So every time I think I have like a good lead on a play, it's like, oh, LaMelo Ball, questionable.
Right.
So that's why people, I think, kind of dislike the NBA during the regular season because we never know who's going to be playing.
That is true. It is guesswork each and every single night, which is why, what am I going to do tonight? I don't know. I don't even have a pick yet. This might be one of those wild basketball soccer parlays. That might be where I go. Coming up next in the show, we'll begin our second hour. We'll bring in Double D and D-Day for a little Take Tuesday and kind of get things going here. Thanks for waking up with us. That's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. It is the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. We're live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East, and we keep it going next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.